Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 ba-dum. Wow. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Here's your reward, Bottle Rock tickets. Right now, take the word Bottle Rock. All one word. B-O-T-T-L-E-R-O-C-K. Bottle Rock. And text that to our contest line, which is 20357. It's always 20357. Save that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call it Alice. I want to, or call it Alice contest line, and then text us on the other one.
Yeah, that's how you win.
Yeah, we do a lot of contests this way with our contest line. Text the word Bottle Rock to our contest line 20357, and you'll be in the running for 3-day general admission tickets for Bottle Rock. Bottle Rock. Text it now. This is the last week we're doing this. So this is like one of your last chances. We're doing it now. Bottle Rock is this hour's code word. There'll be another code word at noon. And then Jane has 4 code words throughout her show today. Listen to Jane all the live long day.
Future Hall of Famer.
That's right. She's nominated to the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Well-deserved
Go
nomination.
Jane.
Go Janie.
Jane,
you deserve
Jane,
it.
Jane.
Jane.
That never happened. That didn't happen.
Bottle Rock is May 23rd through the 25th. I can't refute it because I cannot play it right now.
Yeah, go ahead and prove it happened. It didn't. Because it didn't happen.
Jane.
It's happening now.
Yeah, but nobody's taping
it. No, we are. Actually, mm-hmm. Maddie just marked his notes. I saw him do it. There he is. No. Look. Get the Jane song.
If you do it, it'll be like a sad facsimile of what we've had in the past.
Better than nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Anyway, Bottle Rock is a Sour's code word. And you want to go. May 23rd through the 25th, Napa Valley. Meet you there.
We did record one song that Bob saved for me.
Oh, yeah?
So this is for when you're making things not fun.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun.
Oh,
you
not
get
playing.
Too excited and you make it not
is,
fun.
It is playing. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I thought it was you singing.
Oh, no, it was great. That was really good. And that's her singing about herself, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah. Although that goes, you know, sometimes John makes things not fun. Like, I was having fun. Now this isn't fun.
Sarah, it's time to go home.
You make it, not,
it
fun.
Not fun. You make it not fun. You get too excited and you make it not fun.
Yeah. I sing that to him in the hot tub literally every day now.
Oh, really?
You're making this not fun. Yesterday, John and I were forever laughing about this. And it's all so dumb. And I'm going to have to dance around a lot of this stuff. It's BuzzFeed. You know, people read BuzzFeed. They see it. I put this particular story up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's no way I get to all of these. Somebody poses a question. Everybody starts giving their answers. And some of them are just so funny. So the title of it is Women Are Sharing the Things That Men Have Done During Hookups That Were Immediate Icks. I will say one thing about this before we jump into it. I did not expect dingleberries to be such a common thread.
What?
There were a lot of dingleberry
what?
Issues. Yeah. Yep. And now when I think dingleberries, I don't really know necessarily, that, but what they're referring to is actual stuff.
A soapy washcloth, man. A soapy, like you may say to yourself, I don't need that. I just use my hands.
Yeah.
Clearly you're not.
Well, in some of these people have been on dates and are now home and... someone goes, what am I looking at here? What's going on under there? And it's dingleberries.
It's a soapy washcloth, dudes. Yeah. Come on, man.
And if you're feeling like you might have that going on while the date's happening, be like, I'm going to just take a quick rinse off in here. Just real quick before anything gets going. So I'm going to try to steer away from some of the dingleberry stuff. Know that it's there. So if you like that, I put this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You feel free.
Well,
you can read these all.
I don't think anybody likes that. In fact, isn't the story that this is making girls...
It's the ick.
It's gross.
The ick. Yes. Yeah. Is there anything... Like the first thing John read me the thing and the first thing I thought of was baby talk. Like, I had this semi-boyfriend who never went any further because I'm like, my name is not Sawa.
Oh.
That, like, yuck. He would call me and be like, Sawa, is that you? I'm like, you know what? It isn't me. She's not home. I'll have her call you later. Is there anything that pops into your mind, Bob? Like an ick. Just you go on a date and you're like, that just killed it.
Oh.
Nothing pops to mind?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to read through some of these and you guys, we can spend as much or as little time on these as we want.
I'm
so
scared I've done some of these things. So.
Oh, for sure.
You know what? I'm going to say you might have done a version. And this is like a thing, this would be a great learning experience for everybody.
I'm sure I've done some of these things.
No.
I doubt it.
We've never done this. All right. So here's the first one. This is just the first one at the top of the page from Miss Dovakin. Okay. That's not one of them. There's some good usernames in here. That's not one of them. He bit. These are things that were immediate icks. He bit my neck trying to be sexy and his whole tooth came out. It wasn't a veneer. That was his natural tooth. My whole body cringes when I think about it.
Ugh.
So it's just an incident. I mean, it's not something that he was planning or that he did because he thought it would be sexy, but he bites her neck and his tooth comes out.
Yeah, that is not.
It's just so
meth head or,
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, did she have like a really hard neck, like a neck of marble?
As bummed as she is, he's 10 million times more bummed. Mm. Trust me. Can you imagine your tooth comes out?
Yeah. I can't imagine it.
Ugh.
I feel like for both parties, it's completely over at that point, right? Like,
I have a friend.
My tooth just came out.
Who told me one time his most embarrassing date experience was because he's got something called a partial.
Yeah.
And so it's like four teeth together.
And there's that are clips in a, that hold it into place.
That have, and he's eating a chicken sandwich on this date and his partial comes out in the chicken sandwich and he's like, oh my God.
Do I just throw this away?
Had to like get his teeth out and run to the bathroom and there's nothing cool about that. That guy couldn't have been, he wasn't like, that's what I was going for. Did you love it?
Yeah. Did you love how I just like lost a tooth on you?
It reminds me of when people have Invisalign and you're like about to eat, so they have to take it out and they take it out and they don't want it to be, they don't want the saliva to drip. So they like slurp as they take it out like a.
Well,
I just want to say something about, I have definitely been there for that. And I want to say that's not, if there's another person around, you're in the wrong place to take that out.
I agree.
You got to go somewhere else.
Hide under the table like Vinny.
Yes. That's a perfect place to do it. Although, please make sure there's loud music in the room while you do it. Because it is true. That slurp thing is for real. Like, it's so, like, you're making the bar.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, it's so gross. We'll stop talking about it. All right, here's the next one. He called my nipples nip-nops. Nip-nops.
What's wrong with that?
Here's what's wrong with it. They're not nip-nops. And please don't even talk about them. Just, you know, admire. Enjoy, but don't name them nip-nops.
Nipply bipplies.
Oh, God. Never do that.
Pepperoni nippers.
I'm going to say our horrified looks are your first clue.
Okay. I'm taking note.
Yeah.
He's good at it, though. You got to admit. You gave him one name, and he came up with three more.
I'm feeling like those have been used and might be why his wife is breaking up with him. Nipply bipply. Are you a baby talker?
No.
Good, because it's gross. And I feel like nip-nops is on the baby talk. Like, really, they're nip-nops? I don't think so. This one, I moved up to be near nip-nops. Here's the next person's. He kept talking really corny. She says, oh my God, I'm cringing now thinking of it. For instance, once my shirt and bra were off, he would act like a teenage boy and say, oh, there are my friends, friend one and friend two. Or he'd say, my, and it's not even my birthday. It was never rude or mean in any way, but always a mood killer. My friends. Oh, there are my friends, friend one and friend two.
I don't think that's that bad either.
It's bothersome. It is. It's just like, they're not your friends.
Some of this, I would say, is also he's not that hot or you don't like him that much.
How about this one? Which one is this?
If Ryan Reynolds says nip-nops, you're like, yeah, man. That's their
Ryan
name
Reynolds
forever.
Might actually be able to pull that
forevermore.
Off.
No. Okay.
Like he does a lot of icky stuff.
Who? Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. He's a nerd. He just happens to be hot.
Yeah. He was pretty. I used to think he was just so charming and delightful. Like
you've soured on him.
I have.
He spent his whole adult life turning his favorite middle school comic books into big movies.
Yeah.
Like he's living out his middle school dreams.
That's why I love him.
I'm happy for him, but I think he would give me the ick.
Mm. Yeah. It's funny how sometimes like you picture doing it with someone famous like that and you just go like, what would they be like? Like, would they be, are they hot like they are on screen, or is it just like, are they doofs? Which I don't mind some goofiness, but no nip nop. No, all my friends. These are my friends. Oh, lucky me. Look, oh, I get a friendly bum bum. Like, please stop. Please stop it. I'm not some doll you're playing with here, even though I am a doll. Okay, so here's the next one. The guy I was hooking up with got up from the bed and left a big brown streak across the sheets. At first, I thought it was sweat. It was not.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a bad one.
Again, with the soapy washcloth before you leave the house on the date, guys.
Here's the next one.
Good God, man.
I went over to a guy's house to hook up, and his house smelled like dog poop. Then his entire bed was absolutely covered in dog fur. I kept trying to do that one thing, but then I was choking on dog fur. I wasn't about to get all dog furred up all over him from the places. So I'm paraphrasing on some of these. So I had to leave. I was disappointed too. It was so hot. I was really looking forward to it. And I was like, not about to take the bath in the dog hair.
Oh yeah, no, that's bad. I have some guy friends to this day and they're not even all single. And we'll go to their apartment, you know, to hang out or whatever. And I'm like in their bathroom. I'm like, this needs to be cleaned. This is unacceptable. Like once you're past 20.
But their mom doesn't
24.
Live there. So no one's there to clean it. And I think that guys don't see it. Like they're living in this place and they're like, what?
Well, I'm going to guess the guy with the dog is like, this is how I am. Take it or leave it. And so you leave it.
And she did.
Yeah.
She should.
I keep a blanket on the bed for Fred that's his blanket so that if I ever do ever.
You can fold it up and over, contain the dog.
Will
hair.
And I were together for 15 years. And while I did sleep with her on the floor, she was never once allowed in my bed. Yeah. Never.
But I'm sure hair was all over the house. Like lab hair is insidious.
You cannot avoid it.
No.
That's
but
just the reality.
You can do things to mitigate it. Vacuums.
You know what I wouldn't have ever thought I would like, and it turns out it's pretty cool, is those Roombas. Those little things take off and sometimes I'm up because, you know, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And that thing's running the house. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, no one had to do that today because it's all about the floating dog hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have two levels on our house. Like there's, you know, this is like a step up and a step down and then another step up and a step down. So I don't have a Roomba, but I'm jealous of people who do because I do feel like let that thing roll around. We keep a lot of doors closed too because cats aren't allowed in any of the bedrooms or any of the places with rugs.
Or in the house.
They're allowed in the house. They're allowed in the kitchen and living room area. But other than that, no. Here's the next one. By the way, so I'm doing a BuzzFeed thing. Women sharing the things that men have done during hookups that were immediate icks. And there are a ton of them. So I grabbed a few. The whole story, the whole list is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to look. We were just cracking up at some of this. Here's the next one. Every time he kissed me, he would say, scrumptious. For the first couple of days, I thought it was cute because we weren't making out. They were just kissing. And then we hooked up and he did it again after doing that one thing down in the southern kitchen. And I don't know what woman told him it was hot, but I broke up with him like the next day. Scrumptious. It's funny once. By the way, that's Crab Rangoon's contribution. Oh, and there's a period one that I am not touching with a 10-foot pole, but that is, it's worth looking for in this list. It's weird.
You can't say that and then not tell us. So you got to tell
us. It's up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
What?
I just don't see how I can. It's just, let's just say something got, maybe I do have to do it. I don't know.
I feel like it's pretty obvious what happened.
I don't.
It's not. You'd think, but it isn't. It's not. Hold on. Let me find it. I didn't even put it on
no.
mine. No. I'll just tell you it. Hold on. Now the thing's trying to catch up. Damn it.
Now I'm worried.
Don't be too worried. I mean, be a little bit worried.
She knows what she can do and not. She'll be great. She's super creative. She's super talented.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the Hall of Fame herself.
Aww.
Are you kidding me? She's got this. Maybe. It's no thing.
I don't even know if I can find it. No, I can't find it. It's somewhere in this story. Maybe that's it right there. Hold on. No, I can't find it. So it's on. It's in. Okay, so the gist of it is that she's got got something going on, and is using one product for it. And he's like, "Oh, let me get that. I'll get it for you." And then he puts it in a bowl on his shelf. And then she leaves, and she's like, never been able to forget that that's there, and like, what happened to it? And
no, straight to jail.
Yeah,
no due process. Straight to jail. I have a friend who.
Oh boy, here we go.
She's obsessed with her fiance. It's cute. It's really cute. Like I don't see what she sees in him, but I'm very happy for them. And she like wants to save his.
You know, I mean, that mic's on, right? You know that.
No people can hear us, right? Like, she hates your fiance.
No.
What's her name?
He's my friend. He's my friend.
Oh, she.
Like I love him as a friend, and she's like, he's so hot. He's so nice.
Oh, so she's obsessed.
And
okay,
I'm like,
got it.
Yeah, yeah. And she wants to save his belly button lint.
Ew.
And she like dead came to us and said, "Would it be weird if I kept his belly button lint in a jar?" And I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
You, people really like to save stuff.
That is the right answer.
No, that's really weird. She loves him. That's love.
I know.
I'm concerned
cute.
That he's got so much belly button lint. Like, that is literally a
that
place that you need to stick
a
soapy
yeah.
finger every time you're in the shower. That place can get stanky. Like, really noticeably, like, what is that smell that I'm so close to with this other thing I'm doing? What is happening? Here's another one. These are things that were.
Well, you do that a lot, don't you? You're always always down there.
It happens. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. We were on the sofa, and a mirror was on the wall beside us. He kept positioning us so he could watch himself. After he was done, he said, "I look so good when I'm effing." I didn't respond, and I.
He was watching himself, not views of her.
No. And then
views of himself.
After he's done, he says he remarks on it, as in she's going to join the cheerleading club. I look so good when I'm banging.
Well,
here's a dingleberry one. I just don't know.
We all know.
I'm going to find another dingleberry one. There's another really good one. Oh, this guy kissed like a guppy. This guy kissed like licked her teeth. Another guy talked for an hour about how much he loved his mother and was crying. Then wanted to have sex. She's like, "I gotta go." Another guy said, "Do you like that? You like that?" Like literally every other second, like 40 times before I put an end to it.
And what does that mean?
Cat hair.
What'd she do? Kill him?
She said, "No, I don't
like it. I gotta go."
Before I put an end to it. Yeah. Jeez.
He kept calling himself daddy even after I asked him to stop.
Some of the stuff you need to wait until they're already in love with you, and then they'll find it cute.
Yes, maybe.
But you can't be doing this during hooking up.
Right. Here's another dingleberry one. I dated an underwear model in college for about 4 or 5 months. He wasn't the most self-aware person, but damn, was he pretty. We were fooling around one night, and I noticed he had a bunch of dingleberries and smears. Oh, it's bad. I immediately got the ick and said, "Can you go shower and get cleaned up?" And he said, "Oops, I usually have someone take care of that for me on photo shoots."
Oh.
After that, I just couldn't take him seriously. This is a man who made his living by being naked, and he couldn't bother to clean his butt crack. Another guy asked to move the activity from his bed to his living room because the cat was in the bed and he didn't want to move it. He narrated what he was doing in the third person. He called me mommy, and I have to physically shake the thought away when I think of it. There's a few good ones. Anyway, there you go. That's from BuzzFeed's Women Are Sharing the Things Men Have Done During Hookups That Were Immediate Icks. I will say, spoiler alert, not even a spoiler alert. This is just like a tease for you. There are a lot of these. I barely scratched the surface with the ones that I could do. The period one is crazy, though. Another thing that's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page today, Squid Game final season trailer. That is the third and final trailer. It's coming back on June 27th. I can't even really remember how it ended. I mean, it was sort of like mid-game, right?
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
None.
Oh. I remember...
This is season two.
This is, well, no, season two is done. But it was like a split season kind of thing. So it's what it seems like. So this is the final...
So they did two and then two and a half. Like,
I don't know. I don't know how many episodes were in this first one. They're calling it the third and final season.
Okay.
That's what's coming up now.
I haven't seen season two at all.
It's good. It is pretty good. But that first season was just so like, what is happening?
Well, and also they ended it. Like, it was ended.
Yes, it was ended. Mm-hmm. But now but it's kind of cool what they did with the main character. Like how it did, you know, winning these $1 billion or whatever. It doesn't help him. It's
Well, it never does.
No.
No, people with problems don't go away because you got some cash.
Right. But he's obsessed with trying to fix the situation. And there's some real craziness that happens with it. It's great. It's really good. I'll definitely be there to watch. I can't really remember how it ended. It was like there's a whole rebellion trying to happen. But anyway, it starts, the third season is back on June 27th. So it's only a month and a half away. And that, I think, is all I've really got time for here. So the trailer for Squid Game is up. That BuzzFeed thing is up. It's all at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Well, it is National Teachers Day and the hardest jobs in America and more after these.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Ellis at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Come join us this Friday for our live broadcast at Cache Creek Resort. It's a casino. It's fantastic. And all the details are at RadioAlice.com. Meet you there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp.
Oh.
La Garza Summer Camp's got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs, from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
Do it.
For real.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Sunny, but a little cooler today than yesterday. Still That's warm. Good. But yesterday was...
ridiculous.
Like
it was just too hot. Oh, my God, I'm dying.
It truly felt like summer.
Yeah.
Like a summer day. And there's more of that to come. So it's going to cool off and then we'll go back up as we head towards the weekend. Warriors are in Minnesota tonight at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Well, you betcha.
Mm-hmm. It's National Teachers Day.
Oh. Teachers.
I don't know what, you know, you do for that day. Like, is there a...
Send an apple in. Maybe.
I mean, one thing you can do is thank them.
Yes. Go to their Amazon wish list.
Oh, do they all have that?
A lot of them do.
Okay.
I think you have to know the name of their wish list, though.
Do college teachers count?
Oh, you are a teacher.
Yeah. Where's my gift?
Well,
talk to your students.
Yeah. Oh, we're not your students.
They hate me.
Oh, okay.
No, they don't.
Yeah. I have great students.
Anyway, it's National Teachers Day, so thank a teacher today. And thank you, teachers,
thank you,
for doing what you do.
A teacher. Oh.
Really, really cool.
Thank you for the frontline teachers, the ones in the public schools that put up with a lot of junk.
Mm. Most of the parents. Mm-hmm.
We were talking, family friends got together over the weekend and we were all hanging out and we were talking about how the pandemic affected certain grades of school and the kids don't seem to have recovered.
Mm.
Like there's a bunch of side effects from that that are super unfortunate. That 2 years on a computer, and in some cases...
Instead of middle school or high school.
And in some cases, there were schools, like I think the church schools are among them, that were able to get people back in
mm.
because they were private or whatever. So they were able to say, you can come back.
Right.
And that's, they made out better in that scenario than the kids who stayed home and continued to look at their laptops.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in the college kids that I have.
That's what I'm talking about. It affected them.
The campus is like empty. Like this, you know, we don't have a lot of on-site students. Everybody's online now.
And they can be.
Hybrid.
Now that's allowed.
What's that?
And that's totally allowed. Like,
I mean, so there are some classes that you have to do. You can do on-site, but most of them are optional to do on online. So my online classes are always full, but the on-site classes not so much.
And I will say, and it's been in the past, I don't know, month, the increase of people driving to work in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour has been noticeable.
Mm.
And it's clear like that the last of the workers from home are being pulled in clearly because there's just never been that many people on the road. I don't have numbers for you. It's an eye test, but I've never had that many people on the road with me at that hour.
Right.
We're talking about 4:15, 4:30 in the morning.
And there's a backup.
And there's people on the road, like lots of cars.
Mm.
Normally, I wouldn't see anyone in front of me or behind me. It's black.
Right.
Both directions. Anyway.
There was quite a while when the very few times we would come in, there would just be no one on the road.
Right. While we're on the computer cams, Skype died yesterday at age 22.
Oh, that's actually kind of surprising. Skype was the OG.
Skype was the OG, and somehow during the pandemic, Zoom came in and just took over.
Mm.
Zoom. I'd use it all the time.
Yep.
For meetings here at work. I use it for my guitar lessons. I mean, it's just the norm. And I refuse to like have apps on my phone, but I've got that one
because
I got to have it.
Yeah.
Everything's on there.
We do a lot of Zoom meetings on our way home.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the tech world is mourning a big loss as a true pioneer of video chatting, Skype, died yesterday at the age of 22. That's another tech thing. 20 is old.
Mm-hmm.
22 right. is dead.
Yeah.
They say that they knew it was coming. Microsoft announced it a month ago and started to move users over to their more modern Microsoft Teams platform. So they've got something to replace it. But Skype.com now is no longer in use, and they will say, sign up for our Teams, thing. Skype was founded in early 2003, and the first beta version came out later that year. Microsoft eventually jumped in and bought it for $8.5 billion in 2011.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that is...
Congratulations,
the person who made Skype.
I hope you're on a beach somewhere.
Me too. How incredible. $8 billion.
$8.5 billion in 2011.
So many zillions of dollars.
It had around 150 million monthly users at one point, but then Zoom caught on during the pandemic and it dropped to 20 million.
Oh, that's
I don't get it. Why wouldn't they have? They were poised to own that market.
Hmm.
And somehow Zoom came in and took.
What were the limitations on Skype? Was it just a one-on-one? Like, why would they have gone away? So, like, I didn't want to get Zoom. I didn't know how to work any of that stuff.
Here's a little bit on that. Skype's underlying software wasn't really designed for mobile.
Yeah.
So Microsoft decided to euthanize it as an effort to streamline their services. So it's the mobile thing.
Yeah, that was the whole thing with Skype. They did not get on mobile and fast enough. So by the time,
They tried. Was too late.
You have WhatsApp, you have Zoom, because a lot of people used it to communicate overseas because
it was
free and you could talk to, I used it all the time back in the day. And
Skype.
Yeah, we used it a lot for, that was the first thing we could use for podcast interviews. Like it was the first time we could do mobile podcast interviews easily was with Skype. So we used Skype quite a bit in the early days of podcasting. And then there was other things that came up that were built specifically for podcasting, a little faster, just, things like that.
Are you saying WhatsApp can be used to do, teleconferencing?
All I use it for is to talk to Scott, because when he's in Britain.
Yeah.
But you're texting.
Yeah, just
you can call. You can do calls on it.
Oh, you
but
can.
Is there a cam?
Skype was for calls for that.
on WhatsApp?
Yeah. I'm sure there is. I haven't used it, but I'm sure.
When he said that, I didn't know that, that was in that sort of competition for that.
I sort of talked about this yesterday. Like, I didn't realize there was like a social piece of the WhatsApp thing. I thought it was just, you know, free texting overseas.
Right.
I'm not seeing video on my WhatsApp. So
maybe you don't have the latest edition.
Yeah.
Someone asked 2,000 people what the toughest job in America is.
Oh.
Half the people polled were trade workers, like plumbers and electricians. So those were...
So people who were already, like, work hard in this physical manual labor.
Yeah. The top 10 all involve at least two of these four things. They're physically demanding, have long hours, involve high stakes decisions, and there's an element of danger.
Oh.
So firefighter came in at number one, which I would agree with.
Firefighters, thanks for everything.
Firefighters can go days without a call, you know, other than something here locally where they're helping a... But then a fire breaks out and they're on the line. Like, life is on the line.
And they're really long shifts. And then they get sent out into the middle of nowhere to, like, fight a forest fire or a wildfire. Like in California, we see it all the time. And then they're away for a month. We even stopped thinking about that fire. They've got it contained and it's not out yet. And then there's still people there fighting it.
Yep. Construction workers are on the list at number two. No question that can be. The guys who get on roofs and just are up there and just walking around like, well, I can't be scared. This is what I do all day.
Yep.
It's 10:15 on a Tuesday and I'm three stories up on a 2x4. No thanks.
I know. It just seems.
No, thank you.
Like, it takes a special person to be able to do that. I actually got that belly drop thing just as you were saying that.
No. Like, oh. I'm not. Member of the military, of course, goes without saying. That should even be number one.
Yep.
Yikes. Doctors.
Oh.
These are the toughest jobs in America. Doctors, cops, paramedics, astronauts.
Mm.
Very few of them, but that is...
pretty rigorous.
Farmer, air traffic controller, and oil worker.
Oh.
Also on the toughest jobs list include nurses, roofers, electricians, home builders, engineers, teachers, pilots, lawyers, woodworkers, and installing drywall.
Oh. There's a lot there. It's a lot of overhead work, too. Like, there's a lot of cricked necks in that biz. But those guys can walk on stilts. It's pretty impressive. Like, really good drywallers, they'll walk around with big, huge pieces, and they're on stilts, and they put them up. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Impressive.
You like it.
So basically, though, that sounds like all the jobs.
Does John have his own stilts?
No.
He doesn't?
No. He can't. He really racked up his neck at one point, and he can't do overhead stuff anymore. He can't tip his neck back.
Is he out of the boot right now?
No.
He's in a boot at the moment.
That dude is a wreck. Yeah. Huh. Doesn't stop him, though. You tell him no all you want. It's going to keep coming at you.
The next time your parent complains about not knowing how to order something online, you can say, it's so easy a 7-year-old can do it.
Uh-oh, what did a 7-year-old do?
A woman in Kentucky named Holly says her second grader ordered 30 cases of Dum Dum suckers on Amazon. Each case has 2,340 suckers, which means she got more than 70,000 suckers for $4,000.
4,000?
She contacted Amazon as soon as she realized what had happened. And initially they were chill. A rep says she could just refuse the delivery and they'd refund her money. But when the driver came, they didn't knock. They just stacked all the cases on her porch. Once they were delivered, Amazon said, we can't take those back.
That's food.
It is food. She told her story on social media and a few news stations and people started ordering boxes from her to help her out. She managed to sell them all.
Oh, that's great. It's very nice of people.
Eventually, Amazon reached out and said they'd refund her money.
Mm.
I don't know if that's because they caught heat. This is one of the ways you do sort of put people's feet to the fire.
Right.
Being social about it.
We don't care. And then suddenly everyone is tagging them and being mean to them, the poor dears, with their kabillions of dollars.
Holly says she's going to change some settings on her phone so this never happens again.
Yeah.
But her son did, in fact, order $4,000 worth of And dum-dums are like the worst suckers.
They are the worst ones. I agree. They're small and unsatisfying, and they don't have like a chocolate or even a bubble gum inside. I mean, let's get a decent sucker going here.
Tootsie Pops.
The Tootsie Pop is the one. How many licks does it take? I do like a Blow Pop as well. I like the Blow Pop. Blow Pop's a little bigger, a little more oblong.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. Here it is.
According to a new study, human populations need at least 2.7 children per woman to reliably avoid long-term extinction.
Oh, luckily there's all those families who are having extra kids. The Duggars, the ones with 1,000 kids.
The U.S. current fertility rate is just 1.66. So we're below what we would need.
Yeah.
So get out there and do your duty, your job, everyone.
Do your duty.
We need more humans.
We don't.
Which I know.
We do not need more humans. We'll be fine.
It's impossible to poison a possum.
They can literally eat anything.
They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body.
Oh, wow.
And scientists are trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for people.
Oh, that's genius. Science. Let's not defund that. How about that? How about we just let the scientists keep figuring things out?
How many possums have you eaten?
No, I've tasted it maybe twice and somebody's made it into like a stew.
And?
It's not great.
No. Oh, it's not good.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't recommend.
But you,
it's very,
you know,
very gamey.
It's not poisonous either.
It's good to know. It's good to know. They're awful
poisonous
animals, so it's good
awful
to know there's something.
What do you mean?
They're
so
awful.
Cute.
They're mean. They're nasty looking. They're gross.
During the Cold War,
yeah,
the government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra large condoms as medium and airdrop them in the Soviet Union to make the men there think that their junk was considerably smaller than American men's.
Oh my goodness.
That's fantastic. They should have done that. I hope they did do that secretly.
That might be one of the best fastbacks ever. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Seems a little weird that they're caught up in, you know, wiener size.
Isn't everything.
But okay. Is queen. Everything?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a size queen, but.
No, it's not about that. It's about just like dudes and their territorialness. Like, oh, not only are we going to serve it to you in war, we're going to insult your package too. So we can impregnate more women and have more genetic models of us out there in the world.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. A grown 50-year-old man who says that's so lovely in the bedroom is total ick.
Yes. That's so lovely.
There was a bunch on that.
Please
stuff.
Talk way more dirty and don't say scrumptious. That was one that really got me yesterday. It's like, don't say that. You can say it once, like it flew out of your mouth, like, oh, you know, in the middle of the midst of a bunch of other dirty talk. But if you start saying that all the time when you're doing various kissing jobs, ugh.
415 says, hey, don't forget about Bob. She's a yoga teacher.
What about it?
Teacher, National Teacher
oh,
Appreciation
yeah. oh, you're
Day.
A teacher.
I did not even think of
thank
that.
You for teaching
thank
yoga.
Thank you.
Sheesh. Let's see here. This is a throwback to an intern we had on The Secret Show, and it's, you either get this reference or you don't, and if you don't, I'm sorry, we can't explain it to you, but how about they refer to something as a cold, wet hole?
I get it.
You remember that.
I do. Turns out that was a guy who wasn't into chicks.
Right.
Yeah. Turned out. At the time, he was arguing strenuously that he was, in fact. But then we heard the way he described things and we went, you don't like chicks. And then he took a good, long, hard look at himself and he's been with
us. Well, I started asking him questions and he's like, yeah, I've done that. And I'm like, yeah, that's not.
In high school. What? Well, don't all kids experiment in high school?
Didn't all of you do that? And not one person. No.
No.
No, we did not. Let's
see
here.
You might
want
to take a long, hard look. You'll be happier.
I don't know this one, but you might know this. Okay. Sarah, did you know that Greg Sestero is in town this week to promote The Room's 20th anniversary? Who's Greg Sestero?
I believe he's the involved with The Room. I think he's the friend.
He's the director and filmmaker. I'm pretty sure.
No, he might be the guy who played the friend in the movie that James Franco made, but The Room is that dude.
He plays Mark.
Mark. Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, okay. And he's the one who wrote the book afterward. He wrote the book that they based the James Franco version of The Room on after the fact. Can't believe I can't. I've actually gone and met that guy in person. I can't even think of his name. The Room guy. Tommy Wiseau. Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, Tommy Wiseau. Yeah, you're right.
Tommy Wiseau. He's the star and writer of The Room. And that Greg Sestero played his best friend, Mark. That's when I always say, oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark. My cat's names are Ohi and Mark.
Oh, that's cute.
As a family, we're really into The Room. We've gone to see his other terrible movie, which I think is called like This Shark Is Gonna Eat You or Big Shark or something like that.
925 says, you guys are awesome. I'm laid out in my cubicle, Luana L, in Hayward. And then she wrote, not laid. I mean laughing.
Oh, she's laughing out loud in her cubicle.
Big difference.
Huge. Totally different
all the
thing.
Difference
right.
in the world.
It's not very private in a cubicle.
No.
For that kind of.
No, right.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's keep those Oasis guys completely separated, shall we?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.